Hello and welcome to our episode of Saber Speaks, our podcast here in Sartell St. Stephen. My name is Tom Lee. I'm your host for today's episode. And with me today is Bruce Thompson. Bruce is our activities director. Bruce, how long have you been here?
This is year number two.
Year two. Okay. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the success and the experiences of winter activities and as we head into summer, spring activities, what that's going to look like. So, Bruce, thanks for joining me, and welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Excited to be here.
Yeah. All right. So, Bruce, you and I were talking a little earlier, and we pretty much figured there was probably over 300 students involved in winter activities of some sort. We kind of figured there's probably about 240 kids in athletic activities, that which include boys and girls hockey, boys and girls basketball, wrestling, gymnastics, and is it boys swimming and diving, correct?
Correct. Nordic ski as well.
Yep.
Dance.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well.
Yep.
Oh, I went down to the state dance tournament. That was great. That was a great experience.
It was awesome. They did a tremendous job.
They did do a great job. But then we also have other activities like DECA and our one-act play. I also went down to the one-act play. That was a very awesome experience for me, very emotional, because that was a great the material they had to work with was outstanding, and the kids did just an amazing job. And I was overwhelmed when the judge came out and said what he said. It was just awesome.
Yeah, the one-act play was is a special group of students, very, very talented.
Yep.
We also have Knowledge Bowl. Their state tournament is actually next weekend that they qualified for. Robotics is a semi-winter/spring sport that's going on. So there's lots of different things that have been going on, and kids' speech sections are actually today. So there's lots of activities that are still finishing up for some of those.
Yeah. Robotics, we're going to that today,
aren't we? Are, yes. Robotics participates in two large regional events. They were in Duluth, where they actually qualified for the state tournament later this spring, and then the first ever Granite City Regional in St. Cloud at the Convention Center kicks off today. And so you, myself, and Principal Kuzler are going over there for a tour and to support our Sartell Robotics program.
So we've got robotics, we've got speech, we've got DECA, we've got one-act play. We have debate, did you say?
Knowledge Bowl.
Knowledge Bowl,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So there are all kinds of activities in all three seasons that are not athletics related.
Correct. And I think I also want to highlight that the success. So DECA, this is the first year at Sartell that we've had a DECA program. Mm-hmm. And we had 25 to 30 students in year one, kind of a foundation building year one, but had 11 students qualify for state.
Yep.
And actually had one student, Sophie, I may mispronounce her name, Wheel, has qualified for, they call it international. So she's going down to Anaheim with our advisor, Jess Cantori, who's a teacher at the high school. And then she will compete with 22,000 students from across the globe at DECA Internationals, which is pretty cool in year one.
I was really surprised when I arrived here in Sartell, St. Stephen, to find that this is our first year of DECA, because DECA has been around for a long, long time. And in my previous experience, DECA was a really big part of kids' experience and part of the business ed department.
Yeah, I think it's only going to grow. Becky Steinberg and Jess Cantori are both teachers at the high school and are passionate about it. And I think, you know, our number from 25 to 30 will continue to grow, especially the 11 students that participated in state were blown away. The experience that they had, the skills that they were able to learn, I think it's only going to flourish in our district.
Yeah, and we're going to bring in to our April 15th board meeting a bunch of kids from all the winter activities, and they get a chance to kind of highlight what their experience has been, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. We started it last year, and so each season we'll bring in two or three leaders from all of our activities and athletic teams, and they'll come in and kind of give a, you know, 1 to 2 minute elevator pitch on their season and what they learned and how it went. And it's pretty impactful when you have a room full of juniors and seniors that are talking about the experience that Sartell High School provided them and the success and the relationships that they formed. So something that we're really looking forward to. Like I said, we'll have representation from all of our sports and activities from the winter there.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it when we had the fall sports come in, and we did that. That was the one that we did out at the high school, and yep. the kids really represent themselves and their activity very, very well. Well, okay, let's talk a little, dig in a little bit about winter activities and winter sports in particular now. So our boys hockey team did very well.
Correct. Boys hockey, Coach Hacker, I think it was in year 16 or 17, so a veteran coach. They won the Central Lakes Conference Championship for the third consecutive year. So they're back-to-back-to-back Central Lakes Conference champs. We were a three seed in our section, which is one of the toughest sections in the state, and we're making strides. We tied Moorhead. We beat Gentry Academy. We beat Elk River, who was a state participant.
Yep.
So we're really, the hockey community in Sartell is booming, and so hopefully we'll continue to build on that. And we've also, their schedule is going to be even more challenging next year. Rogers, they're playing in a holiday tournament in Maple Grove, which are things that we haven't typically done in the past, which shows that our program is on the rise.
Well, I think that we also ran into a Buffalo squad, didn't we?
We did.
And Buffalo is really plays tough competition through the course of the year. They're playing the Edinas, the Wayzatas, and all those kinds of big-time schools all year long.
Yes, Buffalo plays in the Lake Conference, which had three of the top five teams in the state. So they're battle-tested. Give them kudos because they got, you know, took some lumps during the season, but I think that made them tough, and they had a really good goalie.
Yep.
And they stifled us in the first round of the playoffs, where we had a full barn. It was an awesome atmosphere. I know it's something our kids will remember, and that's part of why we're trying to increase the competition we're playing, because we know that that will help pay dividends once we get to playoffs in the future.
Yeah, and that reminds me of something. I remember you received an email from a parent, I believe from Alexandria or Brainerd?
Brainerd.
Yeah, Brainerd. And that email was very... I passed it on to the school board because I thought it was a great reflection about Sartell St. Stephen sportsmanship and our student-athletes and so on. So do you remember much about that?
I do, yes. You know, you and your role and me and my role, we get emails sometimes frequently from from community members or parents. And so I have a good and a bad folder, and it was really cool. We got an email from a Brainerd mom whose son was a senior on the Brainerd hockey team, mm-hmm. and had just reached out and said, hey, we want you to know that I asked my son who he enjoys playing against, and he said Sartell for boys hockey, because the arena was packed. They do things the right way. It's a first-class experience. The coaches, you know, the handshake line, like just everything about it. It was intense and competitive because we were playing them for the conference championship.
Right.
And it was just a great, clean game. And he told his mom, like, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how high school sports are supposed to be. I respect Sartell. I respect their coaching staff. I want to beat them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and so I thought that was pretty cool to share with you. And, you know, also shows that our leadership from Coach Hacker and our hockey staff is that, you know, they want to be competitive, they want to win, but they're also, we want to develop kids so that they're good people.
Yeah, and those are the kinds that, we don't get very many of those kinds of emails, but when we get them, they're really valued,
yes.
Especially when they're coming from outside our community and say from people outside looking in, so that was great. All right, a little bit about girls hockey. I know that as we move forward, we've had some conversations around maybe co-oping with some other places. What happened with girls hockey this year?
Sure. So girls hockey, this is the first year Coach Hess, who is a fourth grade teacher at Riverview for us. She had coached the previous 2 years under Coach Anderson. He stepped away after a long tenure in our program. So year one for her, something that I'm really excited about is that she had an all-female staff that all played college hockey, all very passionate. And I think it's important to have females in leadership roles and head coaching positions. They were relatively young and took some lumps throughout the season, but they have a good core group coming back. And our numbers, our coach is really trying to work with the Youth Hockey Association to figure out how we can build a sustainable program, because right now our numbers are a little thin.
Yep.
And so we had explored co-oping, but for right now we're going to focus on Sartell and Sauk Rapids and how we can grow the program and ultimately be competitive, because that's the goal, is to be competitive and offer a good experience for our kids.
Yeah, and Sartell, Sauk Rapids, and St. Cloud, their youth programs are all kind of the same, aren't they?
Correct. They're all combined. So they're the River Blades, excuse me.
Right.
So they all play together, and then obviously when you get to high school, the Crush are Apollo Tech and Cathedral, and then we have Sartell and Sauk Rapids are the Storm and Sabres. So traditionally, our program has had success. I think in 2015, 2016, we went to the state tournament. Coach Hess, our coach, was on that team. So I think we have the foundation in place. It's a matter of continuing to grow those numbers and figure out, as a youth association, how can we support two different girls' hockey programs and do it the right way.
Right, that's good. Well, speaking of female leadership, I attended both a boys' basketball game and a girls' basketball game. Our girls' basketball coach seemed to do a great job with her talent. They were very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they were a younger squad, right?
Yes. Yep.
And but boy, did they really played great defense. They hustled. They put a lot of energy and passion into the game, and they had a pretty nice season.
They did. Coach Katie Martin does an outstanding job. I think they finished 18-10. But you have to know that last year they graduated five seniors.
Yep.
That started, including a 1,000-point score in Avery Templin, and so there was lots of holes to fill. And the team really came together. Kaya Jake was a senior who stepped up, and then we have a handful of sophomores and juniors who really filled those holes. And Alexandria won our conference. They took third in state. They're tough. But after that, we were able to hang with anybody else, won a home playoff game for the second consecutive year, and then traveled to St. Michael and lost to them, where they took third in state.
Yeah.
So it's the section is a gauntlet. But to be able to win back-to-back home playoff games in our section where St. Michael and Rogers and Buffalo shows that our girls' basketball program is on the rise.
Yeah, and it would seem that if you lose five seniors, that an 18-10 season, pretty successful.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, and you're playing, our schedule from 4 years ago to now is very different.
Yeah.
So we're playing all the teams in our section, and we're playing, large schools, because that's something as an activities and athletic department is now that's our identity. That's where we belong.
Right.
And so playing large metro schools or teams in our section, St. Michael, Rogers, Buffalo, that's the norm. And so to start having success against them obviously is important.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about some of the other activities. Boys basketball, wrestling, boys swimming,
yep,
and diving.
Sure. I'll start with boys swim and dive. Jason Anderson, longtime coach, does an excellent job. We were Central Lakes Conference champions.
Yep.
And then we took second in sections, just barely came up short to Brainerd. Brainerd has a really strong swim program, and boys and girls, we go back and forth.
Yep.
And we sent four individuals to the state tournament down at the Aquatic Center at the U of M. They all did great. We had two relays that made finals and were on the podium, mm-hmm, which is a really cool experience for them. Boys basketball, Coach Oystad, they had a younger squad. They have a handful of sophomores who started on the team, and so I look to them in the future. I think next year could be a big year,
mm-hmm,
for the basketball team. Dance, I know we talked about it briefly, but I think we have to highlight that it's the 20th consecutive season that dance has qualified for the state tournament,
yeah,
which is obviously, unheard of and very,
right,
very tough to do. And so you were down there. I was down there all weekend down at the Target Center, and they took 7th in jazz and 6th in kick. And us and Brainerd were the only, what I call them, outstate, non-metro,
yep,
schools that were competing. And so Coach Kelly does a fantastic job. The dance community in Sartell is special. I'm learning.
Yep.
And so that was really cool to be part of that and to see that. Wrestling, younger squad for wrestling. We have some really talented 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, 10th graders. The one thing I do want to highlight is that we had a Chloe Weir is a freshman girls wrestler,
mm-hmm,
and she qualified for the state tournament. So she'll be the first ever female wrestler to participate in the state tournament and took third as a freshman.
Wow.
So really exciting future. We had up to, I think, 8 or 9 girl wrestlers that were on our team. Next year, the goal is at 15 to 20, because in Minnesota, that's really taken off.
Yeah.
And so, some of our competitors are in that 25 to 30, and so we're trying to grow that program as well as our boys program. Gymnastics, we took 4th in our conference. We hosted it, and then we went to sections, which is actually with bigger teams.
Yep.
We had our best performance of the year and took 2nd.
Oh, wow.
So they ended on a high note. We sent 2 sophomore gymnasts to state. So, again, really exciting that obviously they have 2 more years in our program and are excited to come back. So as a whole, it was a really good winter. One more I want to highlight is Nordic Ski.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And as you can remember, we did not have any snow until 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
But you had to go up to, like, Bowabic to find snow, didn't you?
Correct. They were, you know, should have been going a half hour, an hour, and they were, you know, driving 5 hours or 4 hours to Bowabic and to all parts of the state. And a kudos to our coaching staff because they worked hard to find us snow. Mm-hmm. And then if you've driven by the middle school where they practice on top of the hill, there was barely any snow, and they made it into we'll call it a track or a race, and they had two different events that we hosted, and they could have easily canceled. It wasn't ideal, but they wanted to give an experience, especially to our younger kids. So that was really cool, is that they tried to, with limited resources, offer that. And our girls' Nordic ski team made state. So I was able to go up to Bowabic and Giants Ridge and experience that, and they did a great job representing our district.
Yeah, really tough winter if you are a Nordic skier, no matter where you are in the state of Minnesota.
Correct.
Really tough winter.
Yes.
Again, I'm just super thrilled that we have 25% or higher of our students participated in some kind of winter activity. That's mm-hmm. just outstanding. What's the spring looking like?
Well, we're excited. I think, let's see, today boys tennis actually travels to Hutchinson. So they open up their season at Hutchinson. And Hutchinson has an indoor and an outdoor. So that's why we scheduled with them early, so that we couldn't get outside. But they're going to be outside competing. And Coach Sawi has got a really good team. We've started to take some steps in the right direction in our tennis program. Last night we had an indoor track meet that we hosted at St. John's mm-hmm. With us in Sauk Rapids. Saturday there's an indoor meet, so track is in full swing. You know, 150 kids in that. And baseball and softball open up next week. Golf opens up next week. Lacrosse is the week after. But looking forward to boys golf. They won the Central Lakes Conference Championship, I think, for the first time since 1971, mm-hmm. last year. We have a senior golfer, Lance Hammock, who is committed to South Dakota and is kind of our number one, our rock. Mm-hmm. And so I know they're excited to compete and hopefully as a team, you know, make another run at conference or sections. And baseball's coming off three consecutive state tournaments. They graduated a lot.
Yeah.
They have two gentlemen that are both playing high-level Division I baseball, but they bring back Wesley Johnson's, a pitcher who was signed at Winona State, Brett Schlungen going to Southwest State. So they're going to throw it very well, and I think they're going to play defense. We need a few bats to step up. Softball, we got a new softball coach. Carly Paff takes over this year. She played at St. Ben's, very, very passionate, very knowledgeable, and so she is working with her staff, which is all new, on building and being competitive in our section. So we're just really excited to get things started. You're sick of, you know, being inside. And so hopefully the weather, I think we've turned. We're now, hopefully starting Monday, we can be outside for the foreseeable future.
Now, I know that there's a musical coming up as well. So that's another activity. I've got it on my calendar. I think I'm going to a Friday night performance. It might even be a Thursday night performance. I can't remember which night.
Yep. Spring musical Into the Woods is Thursday, April 25th. Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th. So there's multiple shows. I think there's a matinee or an afternoon on Saturday. So definitely want to encourage community members and parents to come out and support that, because it's many of the same who were in CLU for the fall and one-act play and the children's presentation they put on, and they're extremely talented.
Yeah, that's a real talented group of kids.
Yes.
Yep. Are there other activities that are not athletic related in the spring?
Well, we have clay target. That's another thing that I should have mentioned. Yep. We have clay target starts out, and they shoot 2 days a week, and they have some different meets throughout the year. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think what else I'm forgetting for our spring activities. Well, I'm thinking the other thing I want to mention is that on Wednesday, May 15th, we're doing a spring signing day.
Oh, yeah.
So for all of our student athletes who didn't commit in the fall, because we did a day in the fall, we do a celebratory, recognize them at 8 a.m. So Wednesday, May 15th, 8 a.m. in the pack, where we get the backdrop, we get our tablecloth, they get a cool sign that says where they're going to school, we bring them up, they sign, take pictures, and really recognizing their success that they've had, and also congratulating them on going to play some sort of sport or activity in college. And I think we have 10 or so that are signed up right now to do that. So really excited to do that. And again, it's a cool culmination for those seniors as they're winding down to say, you know, hey, I'm going to XYZ school to play basketball or to play whatever it is.
That's a really fun day. I remember doing that when I was in Waseca, mm-hmm. and two of our athletes just won the Division II basketball a title down in Mankato State, the Willingham brothers, right? So Malik and Kyrie's were both there when I was there. And then I've followed a couple of other athletes, our basketball players. We have one, Andrew, who was up at, I think, North Dakota or North Dakota State, playing Division I up there. And then we've got Ryan, who's playing Division I at St. Thomas. Now, when he got recruited to St. Thomas, I think they were still Division III. but it's been kind of fun to follow some of their I've seen other kids go out to South Dakota State and be successful and winning national championships. It's really kind of a fun deal because they're homegrown kids, right?
Yep.
As a community, we've watched them grow up, and now we watch them determine where they're going, and then we can follow them when they get past us, right?
Yep.
And that's really fun, right? Yep. And I took note that you said our varsity hockey coach actually played for us, right? Is that what I caught?
Our varsity girls hockey coach.
Girls hockey coach. Yes. That's what I meant. That's
played
what I meant.
For us, went to the state tournament, was an assistant coach, and now just finished year one as a head coach, which is pretty cool. Coach Oystead, our boys basketball coach, Sartell grad,
yep.
played for us and now teaches and coaches. So,
yep.
you know, that's really cool. I think the other thing is that obviously only in year two, but last year you get to know these students. You get to see them compete and then to see them go have success. So last year for soccer, we had a tremendous season. And Reese Kletzer's out at Post University starting. Reese Geiger's at Augustana. Chloe Turner's at Winona State. Cade Lewis is a baseball player. He's at Butler batting 400. Tyler Hemish is at the U of M pitching. I mean, so it's really cool to see that obviously they made an impact here and now they're starting the next chapter and having success, you know, at the college level.
Yeah. Well, as we close, I just wanted to emphasize the importance of activities to providing a well-rounded educational experience because there are tons of things that you learn through activities. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're part of a play or if you're part of a team, you're learning that, you know, you play a role and you're just one piece of the larger organization. And those are great skills to learn and great realities to understand as you move forward into the adult world, right? And mm-hmm. activities provide great opportunities for kids to learn some of those skills. And it also gives us a place to belong, a
yep.
Place to develop our gifts and talents. And even if I'm not very good, I'm still participating in an activity. Or, if I make a varsity team, but if I sit on the bench, I'm still participating in an activity. And you know, as the old adage goes, you know, any team is only as strong as its weakest mm-hmm. link, right? And
yep.
so that's true in band or choir, in one act, or in DECA, or in mm-hmm. in lots of different athletic and activities. So, Bruce, I want to thank you for your role here. I think you're doing a great job. Keep it up, and thrilled with how many kids are participating and what we're able to do here at Sartell St. Stephen. And again, we didn't even talk about the middle school activities, mm-hmm. but I will say, at least for anybody else who comes from anywhere else in the state, I've never seen middle school activities. So the number one, the number of activities and the amount of participation anywhere else in the state. I was a middle school principal down in Bloomington. We had very few activities. We had track. We had eighth grade football. We had wrestling. But we didn't have much more, and here we have everything that we have at the high school, or for the most part,
mm-hmm.
everything we have at the middle school as well. So it's just really outstanding to see how Central Minnesota takes care of its kids, not just at the high school, but also in the middle school. So, and I know that you coordinate with Jen Traver, our middle mm-hmm. school activities director, and so I want to thank you and Jen for all the work that you do to help kids experience these kinds of things. Lastly, sometimes school isn't the best place for me as far as, I may not be that strong academically, but I get self-esteem out of accomplishing things, and I might be great on the basketball court or on the hockey arena or at DECA or whatever. And so those activities also give us another way of engaging in the learning process here in school. So I just want, you know, sometimes people think that we overemphasize activities. I don't think we overemphasize activities. Activities only represents like 1-2% of the total expenditures, and so it's not as big as some people think it is, but I do want to emphasize the importance of them to establishing a well-rounded experience. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for being here today, and thank you to our listening audience, and that will be a wrap for this episode of Saber Speaks. Again, thanks for listening in. I'm Tom Lee, and you guys have a great week.
Good deal.